I give people myself. Now, I've been out here long enough to know every, you know, you may not get 100%. You're never gonna get 100% of nothing. But as long as you can get 95% of your audience with you, you know, you don't have to worry about being vulnerable because the audience love you. I mean, I've been out here, man, 53 years or 54 years of my career. And all I found from the audience, from the public, is nothing but love. And that's the truth. So if I'm vulnerable, I don't mind being vulnerable. It's okay.
So it's a very sharing thing that you do.
That's right. Right. Exactly. Now you're talking. You got it.
And is that also the way that you keep the music young and change it all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. The name of the game is to stay current. You know, I mean, I am a musician. I'm sure you understand that.
Yeah.
So I know what's happening out here. I know what's good. And my intent is to play good music. You know, I'm not into trying to keep up with the fads. But what I'm into is to play good music, because I know if you play good music, that will always last. I mean, Duke Ellington's music will always last. Count Basie music will always last. Bach music will, Chopin's music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, see? So if you play good music, and that's where I come from, my whole thing is to give the public all of my heart and soul and give them the best I got. And you know, I think that's the key to my longevity.
Is that also a link maybe throughout all the varieties there are in music? That if good music always has something, a sharing force, and
you know, that's a great question. I kind of think that it is, because I always remember Duke Ellington used to always have a phrase. He used to say, "Hey, but it's only two kinds of music, good and bad."
That's right. Mr. Charles, if I don't stop now, I want to keep you here for a week to talk to you. So I thank you very much.
Well, bless your heart, man. It's truly nice talking with you, sir.
Thank you.
I enjoy myself. All right.